preach it, as I digest it, as I ingest it, as I prepare for it all week long, I feel the heaviness of our texts. And I feel the heaviness of the text that we're going to preach this morning. And also next week. And also the week after that. And also the week after that. See, Jesus is on his way to be crucified. Jesus is on his way supposed to be a shadow of Jesus. And yet here's the substance of Jesus. He's coming in the temple. He's coming in with the high priests, or the high priests and the scribes and the elders at Calvary. Why? Why is Jesus the true and the better high priest? What makes Hebrews 8 true? Why do we say that? Why can we be so, how can we be so sure? Because Jesus can actually appeal to God on your behalf. Caiaphas cannot. Caiaphas cannot appeal to God on anybody's behalf. Not really. And why can Jesus actually appeal to God on behalf of men? Because Jesus is God. Jesus is the high priest. He's the good high priest. He's the better high priest. He's the high priest of the new covenant, the covenant that was prophesied in Jeremiah 31:31-34. And he not only makes atonement with blood, he makes atonement with his own blood as the sacrifice, as the only sacrifice. The blood of God is spilled for sinners. The only way to him. There are only two responses to that. Dear friend, there are only two responses to that. Full obedience and trust. Full obedience to Jesus, saying, you're right. Jesus is my only way to heaven. And in him alone can I obey, because in him alone can I be made right with God. So I will turn from my sins and I will trust him. I will turn from the sin in which he died for, and I will trust him. Where do you hear that? You say, Peter was following him at a distance as far as the courtyard of the high priest. And going inside, he sat with the guards to see the end. So Peter is doing what he said he was going to do in verse 33. Hey, Jesus, all of them can fall away. I'll never fall away. Although he did leave and flee from him. He's right back out on the trail. And he's following Jesus. Jesus, I'm coming to follow you. I'm coming. I want. sitting with him to see the end. Verse 59, now the chief priests and the whole council were seeking false testimony against Jesus that they might put him to death. The chief priests and the whole council of at least 70 of the Greek Sanhedrin, all of them are there. They're all before Jesus. And they all have one goal. And that's to put Jesus to death. To crush him. To say, no. You're not the one in charge, man. We are. Our religious system is the only religious system. You can't go around talking what you're talking and saying that you're God and saying that you're going to tear the temple down and all this silly stuff. So they put on a false trial in the middle of the night. They storm and they find Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. They arrest him and they march him. I don't know, 2-3 o'clock in the morning, somewhere around in there. And they put him on trial. For the purpose, they're seeking false testimony. They're looking for something. Anything. Somebody say anything that can incriminate this guy. And we're going to kill him. We're going to do it quick. He'll be dead by tomorrow afternoon. Verse 60, but they found none. Though many false witnesses came forward, there is no spot or blemish in Jesus. There's nothing that anybody can say that's remotely incriminating against Jesus. He has done no wrong. He has said no wrong. And in fact, he can do no wrong. Because he is God. And that's not enough. At last, two came forward and said, this man said, I am able to destroy the temple of God and to rebuild it in 3 days. Jesus actually said that. Jesus actually sit in that